This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Jeez, we got so much to talk about. Wow. Where do we begin on the KevinJacksonShow.com? So I will tell you this. I saw that vice presidential Democrat running mate, Joe Biden's girl, Kamala Harris, she was out on the campaign trail. Nobody showed up. Voter mobilization event in Florida. And it was drive-bys, and you could hear horns, you know, honking or whatever. I guess there was, you know, there are some people that support them. I guess they, you know, you can stage enough people to drive by and keep circling by. They wouldn't pan the cameras by so you could see how many people were there. But I do know this. Biden can't get people to show up to his rallies. We already talked about Arizona, but he did two others. And one of them was another one of these drive-bys because, again, they do the drive-bys because they don't have to show you the audience. And even with Joe reading the teleprompter and the people that could be there, there weren't two dozen people at this rally. Trump was in Prescott, Arizona. You know where Prescott is? It's up in the north part of Arizona. It's the middle of nowhere. And there were thousands of people there. He was headed to Phoenix. I'm out of town or I would have definitely gone to see him. But he was headed to Phoenix. There will be thousands of people waiting for him there. This is just the way it works. Unbelievable how such a difference between two different groups, and they still want you to believe that they're going to win. The Democrats, they want you to believe they're going to win. They got no enthusiasm. They got a candidate who's brain dead. He's under the worst. We talked about it the other day. I'm going to talk a little bit about it today because it only gets worse for the Democrats. It's fun to watch him, and I know you're enjoying this. You have to be because President Trump is confident. He went to a church in Las Vegas. He said, God told me I'm winning. I don't know if you guys heard that. He says, God told me I'm winning. This is a man that's talking to God now. I mean, that's pretty good. Ooh, spit all over the microphone. God, Joe Biden. And Biden won't even campaign. Y'all heard about this, right? Media blackout. He isn't going to take any questions. Why? Because he's getting questions about stuff he doesn't want to answer. And Biden thinks he's going to win this thing based on COVID-19, the Wu flu. Yeah. He thinks he's going to win. The Wu flu will do it. All I got to do is talk about how Trump mishandled the Wu flu. He's a terrible president. I could have done better. Or whatever else. And people are going, how are you going to do better? Joe Biden, 47 years of nothing. I got a tweet from a friend of mine. Her name is Ashley. She says, my realtor told me my house will sell better if I give it more of a California vibe. So I guess I'll cut out all the power and light parts of it on fire, then stand in the living room and brag about how much I saved the environment. Oh, man. So true. These people are so crazy. They are whacked out. I did a video on the psychology of being wrong, and you guys have heard me talk about it. And I said the Democrats will never admit they're wrong in a million years because they're kids. See, only adults admit to wrongdoing. Only people who have evolved to say, I'm fallible. I'm not perfect. I will make mistakes. Democrats say we hold ourselves to such higher standards because we're goody two-shoes. And, I mean, we're the ones who readily go, we screwed up. I can tell you this. I screwed up voting for John McCain, and I screwed up voting for Mitt Romney. And I'm determined not to screw up like that again. Democrats can't admit that. They will never tell you how bad they screwed up voting for Obama, nor will they tell you how bad they screwed up by not voting for Trump. Well, never. I mean, there's a few of them that have come over, but I'm saying as a group of people, they can't do it. You just go check out the video I made about it. I go into depth and I tell you the psychology of it, and we could do more. I mean, I just try to keep these things. I want them to be long enough to where we take a deeper dive, but not so long that I lose you. But it's the psychology of not, you know, of being wrong is what I call it. The psychology of being wrong. And we're used to, we're okay. I would tell you, ask the average person who is a Trump supporter now, do you hate that you voted for McCain? They would tell you yes. Do you think that Romney was a bad choice? Yes. At the time, it was a lesser of two evils. It was against Barack Obama. I justified it. But to be honest with you, I'm embarrassed. I should have just not voted. I just can't do it. But I should have just not voted. So there you go. Lots to talk about. We learned that C-SPAN Scully actually lied. I heard the president in his press conference in Prescott, Arizona say this anti-Trumper, he lied. He said he'd been hacked and Trump cracked me up. He said, you got to have like 197 IQ and about 15% of the password before you can crack somebody, before you can hack somebody. 197 IQ and 15% of their password. And it's probably true. Trump probably read it somewhere, heard it somewhere, and he committed it to memory. But it's probably true. Dude lied. Then he talked about the woman who's going to moderate the next debate. I love this. I love this. You know what he said? He said she deleted all of her Twitter stuff, all of her social media, because she doesn't want to lose the gig. And you know what Trump said? I don't care. He goes, I know she doesn't like me. We know everything she said about me. Does it matter? No. Bring it. You think Joe Biden would want to debate over that? You know, this guy would be running if they had some hardcore pro-Trump person as moderator. They'd be screaming like little banshee monkeys. The moderator's supposed to be moderate. But Trump says, bring it. Bring the and that's exactly the same thing I tell you guys. What am I concerned? I tell you guys all the time. You got some bad dude that you're like, oh man, this guy, he's Kevin, this guy knows his stuff. Bring him on the program. I will embarrass the guy that knows his stuff. I'll even go where there's a moderator who doesn't like conservatives, and I'll debate the dude with his own moderator. That's how tough we are as conservatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Love, Daddy?
Apparently you haven't heard of my Vote or Die campaign.
Vote or Die? What the hell does that even mean?
What do you think it means?
Vote like your life depends on it.
One.
Because it does.
Your life depends on it, so you better vote.
We have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it.
Vote as if your life, your choice, depends on it. Because it does.
The future of our democracy is at stake. The future of our economy is at stake. The future of our planet is at stake.
Yeah. Don't
put this off. We're in a dangerous, dangerous place. Our lives are at stake.
This is not a time to be nice and hope people come around. This is a time this is a political war.
Look, people ought to vote in this election like their life depends on it.
You have to vote if your life depends on it.
Vote like your life depends on it, because right now, it really does.
Vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Vote or die. Vote or die.
Oh, no fear mongering among the Democrats. No, vote or die. Vote or die. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was a South Park clip that they inserted in there, but those were actual comments by Democrats. Vote or die. I want you to understand the level that they are at. Vote or die. If you do not vote, you could die. The Republicans will kill you. Donald Trump will kill you. He's going to kill you with a fatter paycheck, with health care you can actually use, with a stock market that's probably going to make you smile every day. Vote or die. Vote or die. It's insane. And what I've been talking about is, and I said earlier, which door do you pick? You've got a door. You've got the Trump door. Most of us, at least that are listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, you have chosen door one with Donald Trump. And I would offer you, it's like they always do, like at the end of, that show, where they open the briefcases, Deal or No Deal, and they'd get to the last case and they'd say, okay, you can open, you can keep your case or you can switch. And, you know, if you've chosen your number, you should stick with your number. I'm not telling you that you will. I will put it to you this way. 95% of people that support the Republican Party and support Trump seem to have stuck with him no matter what. I know there's some people out there, I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. But there's some, you know, Bill Crystals out there and whatever that are so deep into their own, you know, nonsense that they say, oh, Donald Trump sucks. I'm going to go, you know, protest and try to get people to vote for Biden. Good luck with that. I wouldn't switch if you put a gun to my head. I'm not going to call it religion, but it's close to it. So would you switch? And the answer is no. Let me ask you this. If you give Democrats a choice, if you say, look, here's what you have. You have a demented candidate who's got a very unpopular running mate. Your candidate has a son who's going to create problems for him. I talked about Hunter Biden earlier and his email issues. That is going to be an albatross like you wouldn't believe on the necks of the Democrats. Your candidate is known for racism beyond belief, and I'm going to talk about that later in the hour. His running mate slept their way to the top. Y'all, you've done nothing for the economy. They're running on Obamacare. They're running on vapor. You know, what are your thoughts here? Would you switch? And here's the other side. Forget political ideology. The other side has raised the stock market. He's got people back to work. He's done it twice, despite the stupid Wu flu. And I could go on. He's got no scandals with his kids. He's got no scandals with his VP. He's got really good news. The unions, the people that normally support Democrats, the unions are supporting the other guy. Would you switch? If you took the names off of these and just gave the list of potential things without knowing anybody's political idea or who it is, do you think that there'd be more people that would switch from door number two to door number one or door number one to door number two? See, this is what I always want to make. I try to get you guys to think about things from the perspective, and I'm not telling you people are out there going, you hadn't really thought about it until like Kevin Jackson said, you know, if I would switch doors, because it isn't quite like that. But here's the way epiphanies occur, little by little, you know, inch by inch. Somebody goes, well, you know, I was just sitting around one day and I thought about it and I thought, man, Joe Biden is kind of a racist. I mean, he has his racist comments. Or, you know, Hunter Biden, I mean, who gets a deal like that when you've got a drug problem? Eventually it gets down to the least comments where people can start going, you know, I don't know why I didn't think about it that way. I don't know whether it's going to be my show. I don't know whether it's going to be reading these new Hunter Biden emails or whatever it may be. I don't know whether they realize, oh, wait a minute, Barack Obama really wasn't that great for blacks, and Donald Trump did blankety blank. You don't know. You won't know. Here, the reason why I have so much fascination with Democrats who switch and why they get a lot of coverage is because people, it's like study, it's like alien autopsy. What made you do it? What finally got you to do it? Oh my gosh. Please explain. Because when you're sane, when you've never been a Democrat, you're going, how did you get into that mindset? Did somebody abduct you? Were you in a cult? Explain it. Really? How were you raised? Were your parents Moonies? Because you can't understand it. You're going, this makes no logical sense. And it doesn't. And that's why we are so enthralled. So their deal is, vote like your life depends on it. Your life, your choice. I'm giving you some of the things that they said in that clip. The future of our democracy, our economy, our planet. Lives are at stake. Not a time to be nice and hope people come around. Come around to what, Jeff Daniels? Folks, Democrats have been found out. They're getting, it's fewer and fewer people that they can get to say these things. Let me remind you, who was one of the most vitriolic Holly weirdos to talk against Donald Trump? I can't quiz you. I'm running out of time. It's Robert De Niro. Where are all those Holly weirdos that hate Trump? Hiding. That's where. Vote or die. I want you to understand the level that they are at. Vote or die. If you do not vote, you could die. The Republicans will kill you. Donald Trump will kill you. He's going to kill you with a fatter paycheck, with health care you can actually use, with a stock market that's probably going to make you smile every day. Vote or die. Vote or die. It's insane.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The newest member of the Supreme Court is Justice Amy Coney Barrett. She was sworn in last night at the White House soon after the Senate confirmed her. She was then given the judicial oath today by Chief Justice John Roberts. President Trump campaigning in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will spend his time down in Georgia on Tuesday, the former vice president reacting to some who say he's not out there campaigning.
I'm going to be going to Iowa, I'm going to Wisconsin, I'm going to Georgia, I'm going to Florida, and maybe other places as well. There's a lot we've been doing as well in terms of being online and social, everything from fundraising efforts to making sure we meet. I met today with a group of leaders in the Democratic Party.
This is USA Radio News. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his re-election prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
Just a week ahead of Election Day, American voters have already cast a record-breaking 65 million early votes. That's nearly 47% of the total votes counted in 2016. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I said, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Could you guys catch that? Pardon me, could you catch that? Joe Biden saying that the reason he was able to stay on lockdown is because some black lady stocked the shelves. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Joe Biden, racist, doesn't realize it. He's the epitome of the very racist that Democrats talk about. The white person that needs to realize how stupid they sound. It isn't you. You would never say something like that. Let me put it this way. If somebody like was a reason why I was able to, like, I remember the story about a doctor, a surgeon, very famous surgeon, who would bring the janitor over and introduce him as part of his team. And he'd say, this is one of the most consequential members of my team because he keeps my operating room spotless. And, but he wouldn't say, come on, get on over here. This black guy here is the reason why, you know, I'm able to do these operations. You would never colorize that. The color of the janitor, the menial laborer, the person that would be somewhat insignificant, would have nothing to do with what you're talking about. With Biden, he sees people that way. When he got asked about is he going to be get drug tested, he says to the black guy, oh, what, you get tested for cocaine before you come on this stuff? He doesn't realize how abjectly racist he is. And he is. He's demeaning. He's condescending to blacks. And he doesn't even know it. And I call those people the worst kind of racist. Because Biden will pretend he's going to fight for you. But he, at the same time that he feels like you're just a little person, I will fight for the colored guy. The little guy, the guy who's got no hope. Without me, what's he going to be? That's the way he sees it. Donald Trump says, I will fight for blacks because you deserve it. Because I want you to feel as if you are a part of this nation. It's a completely different feel. And as Comey would say, it's about intent. Joe Biden is the worst kind of racist. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I want to just go through some of the things that this guy has said and done, because I want it memorialized. I want, for the record, and by the way, our team is going to produce something on this. We haven't figured out. We're producing memes now, but I want to do a video and talk about Joe Biden's racism. Now, you guys have heard me talk about it, and I'm going to get to some of these others, but when I talked about Charlemagne the God, that interview where Joe Biden says you ain't black, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Look, I'm not even going to be this is essentially what he was saying. I'm not even going to try to convince you that you need to vote for me. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. You vote Democrat. I'm the guy you're supposed to vote for. It doesn't matter what my policies are. You ain't black unless you vote for me. Now, that's the one that stuck with everybody. But the one that I tell everybody that they missed is when Charlemagne the God says, how you doing? How you feeling, Mr. Vice President? I'm feeling fine. How you doing? And Charlemagne the God says, I'm black, blessed, and highly favored. And Joe Biden says, nah, your people are taking a beating. You can't be doing well because I haven't told you you're doing well yet. When I tell you you're doing well, then you, and Charlemagne the God, yeah, you're right, Mr. Vice President. Yeah, but, you know, and he moves on. That was, again, that inherent racism that says, nah, you ain't doing well. How many people do you know? They say, Kev, what's up, man? Hey, man, doing good. And he goes, nah, man, you're not, dude. You ain't doing good. How many people have you ever done that to? Hey, Susan, how you doing? Well, feeling good, Kev. Nah, you're not. Nah, you're not. Said nobody ever. If I know somebody really intimately, you know, like one of my brothers or something like that, and I see him, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Doing good, Kev. And I go, man, you don't seem like you're doing that well. I might say that to them, but I'm not going to say that to somebody I don't even know. But Biden did. Here's the thing that I want in terms of memorializing this. I want people to understand that you can call Trump a racist. You can call people around you, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, racist. But I'm going to show you real racism. I'm going to show you the racism of a guy who thinks so little of black people. And I could stop where I'm at right now with Charlemagne the God, and that would be enough. But I want to also talk about how Joe Biden is a lying scumbag on top of being a racist. And his lies about the work that he does in the black community should make people not only take pause, they should be just massively upset at this clown. So this, I got this in an email, and it says, Biden has exaggerated at best and lied at worst his claim about civil rights activism. He has often said he marched in civil rights demonstrations, but fact checkers remind him that he did not personally participate. Now, I want to stop there. This is a guy who wants you to believe he cares about black folks. And so what he does is he says, I cared so much when I was a youngster. I was marching in civil rights. I was doing all these different things. And we have the clips. I've gone through some of this on this program. Blatant lies. They've come out later and said, no, you didn't. You didn't work with this pastor. And ironically, and I know we talked about this before, Sean King, the wannabe black guy, white man, the Dolezal of the men's side, called Biden out and said, this guy is beefing up his resume on blacks. And here's what I'm trying to tell some of the people listening that aren't getting it. If you're wondering why the black vote is shifting, it's because of things like this. Having these discussions, arming you with ammunition that you can go out and say, what do you mean Joe Biden is for black people? He lied about his civil rights activism. Why would a guy do that? He blatantly lied about it. Here's another one. In this year, earlier this year, he claimed he was arrested in South Africa in the 70s while trying to see Nelson Mandela. They completely debunked it. It was a lie, not a stretch of the truth. His campaign tried to clarify and say he was just separated from him at the airport. Joe Biden lied. He was not arrested in South Africa for trying to stand up for Nelson Mandela. Now, you know about the stuff where he says Barack Obama was articulate and clean, something
I have never heard a person describe another person as clean. Now, and I'm going to clarify that. In the black community, we say it. We say, man, brother was clean. We're talking about he was well-dressed or whatever. If Biden was trying to use a black colloquialism, it didn't go over. Because what he was implying in this crazy statement that he made about our Barack Obama being articulate and clean is that black people are, he said, articulate, bright, and clean. Meaning he speaks and enunciates his words. He's smart, appears to be smart, and he's got good hygiene. Or, if you want to use the vernacular, he dresses well. But would you describe somebody that way? He told a large black audience that in the 2012 presidential race that Mitt Romney was going to put y'all back in chains. Now, you heard him talk about you can't go into a 7-Eleven without having a slight Indian accent. Look, I'll give him those things. I've talked about, you know, holy cow, what's up with the Ethiopian cab drivers in D.C.? You know, is everybody driving a cab from Ethiopia? And of course, the Ethiopian cab drivers, yeah, pretty much all of my friends, we drive cabs. We own the cab, you know, and I joke about it. So I'm not going to get mad at him for saying, yeah, you can't go into a 7-Eleven without having a slight Indian accent. Okay, but really, you're going to tell people that they're going to put you all back in chains because black people need to be afraid of going back into slavery? What do you think we are? But here's the one that people are really starting to go after Biden about. And the reason why I'm telling you guys this is not going to end. This is not going to end for Biden. The black boat is shifting. We're about to do this project, and it's going to keep this in the forefront. This is a 1977 quote where Joe Biden said, orderly racial integration policies would cause his children to, quote, grow up in a racial jungle. Grow up in a racial jungle. Here's the full quote. Unless we do something about this, segregation, integration rather, my children are going to grow up in a jungle, the jungle being a racial jungle, with tensions having built so high that it's going to explode at some point. We've got to make some move on this. He was concerned about black kids and white kids growing up in this racial jungle because of integration. And you can't have that because the tensions will get too high. How dare we try to force this integration of society? And this is a guy that wants to be president. He wants you to believe he cares about black folks. He doesn't even understand what it is to be an American.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans for a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type begins at a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The story of the year, easily. The story of the last 4 years, potentially. The story of the decade. Why? The Hunter Biden emails crosses over every element, every aspect of the Democrats and how they've tried to protect themselves, the elite. Protecting themselves, people having showing that there's a two-tier system of justice. And while the Hillary Clinton's done a lot with the Clinton Foundation is absolutely more crooked than what Hunter Biden has done here, Hunter Biden's is glaring because of his status as a human being.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back, Kevin. Welcome back, folks. All of you named Kevin. To the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. What was that? Anyway, big deal. Huge story. Biggest story in quite some time. And I say this, again, because of the person involved and people knowing that he never should have gotten the kind of goodies that he got. But what is this impact? This impacts Benghazi. Hillary Clinton's, you know, pleas before Congress. What is it about? You know, whatever. I forget what she said, but you know what I'm, what difference does it make? Is that what she said? Fast and Furious. Remember that scandal? Running guns into Mexico? Obama and them, they denied it. The guns are there. Barack Obama says he was scandal free. He let his former Secretary of State, he knowingly let her go out and essentially run a racketeering organization. So much so that Hillary Clinton, at the end of it all, moves a server into her basement, gets her own IT guy. And when it was time to fess up and let the FBI take a look, they decided to bleach bit the server and smash hard drives and cell phones and not turn over records. But these are the people that say they want transparency. Hillary Clinton's emails have been released, and nobody even cares about them right now, even though that's not gone. Don't think for one second, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, that it's gone. What about Obama's IRS scandal? What about that? You think that Lois Lerner actually did do some wrong in targeting conservatives? What about the VA scandal, letting veterans die on waiting lists, that everybody just seems to dismiss? Ah, it's no big deal. See, Hunter Biden impacts all of that. He impacts the Clinton, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch tarmac meeting in Arizona. You remember that? Where they talked about golf and grandchildren? Obama's scandal-free administration, where Comey and others in the Department of Justice attempted a coup for Donald Trump. All of these things are back on the table. Russian collusion, Ukrainian coercion, and Donald Trump getting impeached over what Biden actually did. Violation of the Logan Act with General Flynn. Do you think he's got a case? What about Manafort? Paul Manafort is in jail for the very things that Hunter Biden actually did. What about other things, other aspects, other lies that they're telling you? The lies about the Chinese Wu flu. The lies about global climate farce. The lies about tax policy, trade policy. Everything that the Democrats talk about is tied up in how they're covering for Hunter Biden. They're trying to tell you that it's a Russian disinformation or misinformation story. Joe Biden says it's a smear campaign. Really, I don't know how many crackheads are in your family, but my father was a crackhead. I can speak definitively on this. And so when you're asking, do you want to trust crackheads? I'm going to give you the short answer. You don't trust them. You don't trust them as parents. You don't trust them as grandparents. If they tell you they're going to do something, don't believe them. If they tell you that their intentions are pure, that they never want money from you, it's a lie. They're just scheming on how to get money from you. You can't have them anywhere near your life. It is a recipe for disaster. They will kill you in order to get a rock of crack cocaine. This story about Hunter Biden exposes the entirety of the Democrats' playbook. And they have no cover on this story because they protected Biden and everybody in the food chain since Trump got elected. They have said, you don't believe those Republicans. They're all they want to do is start controversies and all this other stuff. And then you start getting actual evidence. You get Anthony Weiner's laptop. You get some blue dress evidence, which in this case, it's a blue dress of evidence. Greg Jarrett tweeted this rather. Let me get this straight. The New York Times can post to Twitter and Facebook its story on Trump's taxes based on unnamed sources and documents it won't produce, but the New York Post can't post its story on Biden based on documents it produced. Confused? Don't be. It's political censorship. This is exactly what's happening. But there's no way to keep a lid on it. The BBC covered it. Yeah. Britain, they covered it. They say, an article has appeared in the New York Post focused on an email from April 2015 in which an advisor to Burisma apparently thanked Hunter Biden for inviting him to meet his father in Washington. Why is that so explosive and important? Because Joe Biden denied it ever happened. The White House was bringing Hunter Biden in through the back door, not having him register. In meetings that were involving all of these things, why? Because they didn't want it to see the light of day, and they didn't think it ever would when they're trusting a crackhead to do their bidding for them. They said this, the New York Post didn't provide evidence that the meeting ever took place. The Biden election campaign said there was no record of such meeting on the former vice president's official schedule from the time. But in a statement to Politico, the campaign also acknowledged that Mr. Biden could have had an informal interaction with the Burisma advisor that did not appear on his official schedule, though said such an encounter would have been cursory. Investigations by the press during impeachment and even by two Republican-led Senate committees whose work was decried as not legitimate and political by the GOP colleague have all reached the same conclusion, that Joe Biden carried out official U.S. policy towards Ukraine and engaged in no wrongdoing, said Andrew Bates, a spokesman for Mr. Biden. They want you to believe it is a foregone conclusion. But this article goes on. What the Bidens accused of in China. The New York Post also cited a purported email from Hunter Biden indicating that he was receiving a $10 million annual fee from a Chinese billionaire for, quote, introductions alone. Though it is unclear who was involved in the alleged introductions. He flew in 2013 above Air Force Two with his father on an official visit to Beijing where the younger Biden met investment banker Jonathan Lee. Hunter told the New Yorker he had just met Mr. Lee for, quote, a cup of coffee. But 12 days later, after the trip, a private equity fund, BHR Partners, was approved by the Chinese authorities. Mr. Lee was chief executive, and Hunter was a board member with a 10% stake. Hey. I'm not here to tell you what to think. I'll help you connect some dots. If you want, contact us at thekevinjacksonshow.com. Hope you tell other people about it and download it, and you can get an understanding of where things are. But I'll tell you this, from where I sit, unquestionably, Joe Biden is taking his son to meet high-level people, and he is greasing the skids for this guy to do whatever he wants. And we're talking about millions of dollars. Joe Biden is essentially indulging his son, who is a sex addict and a drug addict. And he's saying, I'm going to give you access to all of it. He's effectively killing his youngest son. Bo died of a brain tumor. He's killing his youngest son with overindulgence. And he thinks it's love. Hunter Biden's lawyer said he joined the board in an unpaid position based on his interest in seeking ways to bring Chinese capital to international markets. He's also said his client did not acquire a stake in BHR until 2017 after his father had left office in the U.S. Look, they can issue all the statements they want. This is ridiculous. Without jumping on Air Force Two and having introductions to the Chinese and to everywhere else, to Ukraine and wherever else we're going to find these scandals, Hunter Biden doesn't exist. I said it before. If Joe Biden gets his kid a job here in the United States because he's got a buddy in Scranton or a buddy in wherever the heck they're from, who cares? Good. That's what you should do. But that's not what Biden did. He used the United States taxpayers and our economy to feather the nest for his own crackhead son that had nothing to do with helping America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.